Book of Luke is where we'll be reading from. In fact, if you still have your Bible marked from this morning, just go over a few chapters. In the 16th chapter, or 17th chapter rather, of the book of Luke is where we'll be reading at tonight. Just reading one verse while you pray for us and ask God to just give us a word to share that will help all of us. Because we all need a closer walk with God. We all need to feel His presence, His Holy Spirit, and to have the confirmation of Him upon our lives today. So in the book of Luke, in the 17th chapter, go with me if you would, and reading one verse, verse 5. We made mention of this a few weeks back, and the Lord has directed our hearts here, so we want you to just pray for us. And Scripture says in verse 5 of the 17th chapter, book of Luke, "And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith." Just that one verse. Increase our faith. And my text is tonight, as we preached from this many years ago, how much faith do we need? Have you ever thought about how much faith you have? And how our faith varies from day to day. One day we're high, the next day we're low on our faith. And the apostles had seen many great things done. And they walked with Him and they talked with Him, and they was with Him and saw the miracles that was performed and heard the many messages that He had brought to them or before them. But here they stopped Him and said, "Lord, help us." Because He had told them that offenses would come, troubles coming. And He knew that they needed help. And then He told them about that if a brother would trespass against you, how many times you ought to forgive them. And He said that we ought to forgive them 7 times in a day? No. He said, "In if they trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." And you know, the other scripture says, not 7 times, but 7 times 70. So when they heard this, they said, "Lord, we need more faith. Increase our faith." And we all have heard many times the scriptures preached from in Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the first verse, where it says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By this the elders obtained a good report." We all know what faith is. Faith is our dependency upon God. It's the things that we cannot see, but the things that we hope for in our life. How many of you got things that you're hoping for and you need faith to make it happen? We need more faith. The faith that we had yesterday got us through yesterday. Today was a new day. And we ought to learn what our yesterday's faith brought us through, that God is able to bring us through no matter what we face today. If nothing else, I'll preach to Roger tonight that where we fret about things that's going on around us and how the things that we like to see changed, and we try to figure out how it's all going to happen. And within me, I can do nothing. But what the Word of God says is that if there's things that we're hoping for, and there's things that we've not seen happen yet, we ought to have faith that if it aligns with God's word, God is able to take care of it. Yesterday we had a baby's faith, and it grew. In days past, we had an adolescent's faith, and it grew. There come a time that our faith moved from small things to even bigger things. How many of you has God, through faith, made big things happen in your life? So we moved even to adult faith. And even in adult faith, we need to have more faith today than we've ever had, because things are so much worse today. And it seems like that the problems are so much bigger today. And you and I try to figure it out and work it out, and it seems like no matter what we do, it only gets worse. Experience teaches us that we have to have faith. When sicknesses come along, we need faith that God is going to perform the healing. When troubles come along, we need faith that God is going to open a door that we're able to walk through and escape the things that is coming against us. We need faith that to draw upon our experience. That's what David did. You remember when he went up against Goliath? He didn't go to faith that somebody else had. He drew upon his own experience. He told Goliath and them around him, he said, "The God that gave me the victory over the lion and the bear is going to give me the victory over this uncircumcised Philistine." It's good for us to draw from our experience of what God has done. But we need to grow in our faith, that there is nothing impossible for God. How many of us read that verse and we say, "Amen, God can do all things"? But then when it comes down to us, where our faith begins to waver, it begins to go low, when what we ought to do is say, "Devil, there's nothing that my God can't take care of. And the things that I'm hoping for, God, by faith, will make it to happen." The Bible says, Paul said to the Corinthian church in the 12th chapter and the 9th verse of Corinthians, he said unto them that the Spirit gives us the faith that we need, the gift that God gives to us. I'm thankful that today that there is a Spirit that moves in our hearts and souls, that even when we're about ready to give up, some of us can feel the Spirit of God move in and encourage us. Take another step. Go another mile. Get up and sing that song, Brother Jack. Testify, because somebody needs to hear what God has done for you today. When we see all that He does for us through the gift that God gives to us, in the book of Romans, in the 10th chapter, in the 17th verse, it says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God." Amen. Seems like when my faith is low, as Tara testified, all I have to do is open up the book and see what God did for others. And He promised us He'll do the same for us tonight. And not just what He's done for others, and I appreciate what God's done for others, but what He has done for me is what motivates me, that there's nothing impossible for my God to take care of. If God could save us, Charlie, He could do anything else we need along this journey. How many of us will consider and say, yes, that salvation was the hardest test of our faith that we've ever had to endure? And the reason being because we had two forces. We had the devil telling us not to accept God, and we had God bidding us to come. And the greatest thing that we ever did was exercise our faith, step out, and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. The reason why faith is such in high demand, but in low quantity, is because we don't hear the Word of God. When God speaks to us, did God ever speak to anybody else through the Spirit? And He speaks to us and we say, "That don't apply to me." That applies to somebody else. You know, many years ago, I preached a message, and someone came up to me after church and said, I wish so-and-so would have been here because they needed to hear that message. You know what? Sometimes it's easy for us to look at others and say they need it. Well, what we ought to do is look in a mirror and say, I need more faith. I need to hear the word of God. We don't need a poem or a story told. We don't need a scripted word brought to us. We need the Spirit of God to move in the midst of the church. That will bring up our faith, exalt us to where, as Brother Tom Metcalf used to say, when the Spirit comes by, our faith is so strong that we could go bear hunting with a switch. That is strong faith today. But we succumb to the devil. The devil says we can't do it. Mark, we say, you know what? After consideration, you're right. We can't do it. But I say, as Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I cannot do it, but through Christ Jesus, my Lord and Savior, I can do all things because I have faith in God that there is nothing impossible for Him to take care of. And I have hopes. That's what He said. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. How many of us have got things that we're hoping for in our life that we want to see happen? And I'm not talking about things about the bank account or the house or the car. I'm talking about things that need immediate attention, like the people that are away from God coming back to the Grand Ole Church, and those that are lost and undone, surrendering their heart and life to Jesus Christ. The most powerful thing we have is faith. Faith, the Bible says, can move mountains. How many of us have got mountains in our life that are blocking our view? You know, Wayne, I hope you don't care if I share this about sickness and things that come along. You know what that is? That's a big mountain that the devil puts in front of you that hinders us and causes us sometimes to even give up on God. But God says today, I'm still on the throne. I'm still hearing your prayers. And if you have faith in me, we can move that mountain together. And He also said in the book of Matthew, the 17th chapter and the 20th verse, that there's trees that can be moved. You know, in the Bible, oftentimes, and I'm just going to preach for a little while longer, in the Bible, oftentimes, trees were symbolic of a man. How many of us have got people in our life that need to be moved? And I'm not talking about eliminate it or annihilate it. I'm talking about they need to be moved upon. I can't move them. But if I have faith and I trust in God, God can move them. God can move them in the right direction because there's so many that are going in the wrong direction. Where you and I can't, God can. And He also says that if we have faith, in the book of Matthew, in the 21st chapter, in the 22nd verse, He said, all things can be accomplished if we have faith. We've given up because our faith is so low. It's hard for us to see things happen when you have little faith. But if you would just ask God, increase my faith. Help me, Lord, that I might have more faith tomorrow than I had today. You know what faith will do? Faith will give you, get you up and get you going when you think you can't. Faith will see those prayers come to an answer. Faith will see those things in your life that is blocking you away from God. It will see them removed to where you can get to God. And folks, when you get to God, that's when faith is restored and increased to the level that we need it today. He says in Mark, the 9th chapter, with faith all things are possible. How many of us tonight have got things in our life that we've been praying for, or people in our life that we've been praying for, and the devil's told us, you might as well give up because it's impossible. You know what the scripture says? With man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. If we would just have faith, Lord, help me increase my faith that I might be able to walk in places that I've never walked before, that I might be able to sing like I've never sung before. Lord, increase my faith that I might be able to preach like I've never preached before. Some of us ought to say, Lord, increase my faith that I might be able to rejoice like we used to rejoice. And people say, why can't we rejoice? Because our faith has dwindled down to where we're almost flat broke. We need more faith. Lift us up. Some people say, well, we've about given up on everything. We've about given up on seeing the church grow. We've about given up to see our people that are away from God coming back home. We've about given up on seeing people that are lost get saved. But you know, just every once in a while, God will move in a mighty way because people will get their faith and their spirits aligned in the same direction, and we'll see something happen. And you know what it does to me? It's like somebody threw another log on the fire. It ignites my faith. And I began to say, Lord, I know that you've heard our prayers. And now I've seen evidence of our prayers being answered. I'm excited when I see people come and join our church. It increases my faith. And it increases my faith in this level that we've got more people praying and helping us, that we might be able to see these others that are lost get saved before it's too late. I like to see old time revival break out in the Grand Old Church, where people have the faith that there's nothing going to stand in my way of worshiping God in a way that he is pleased with, that if it offends somebody because I raised my hand, let it offend them. If it offends them because I say amen or somebody shouts, let them be offended. I did not come to worship man. I came to worship God. We all need more faith. We need more faith to walk. You know, we want to walk and be able to see every step of the way. There's places we walk. God has got the vision. Let's trust God. You know, there's a song that they used to sing that said, Lord, tell me where to put my foot down next. I can't go on any longer. What that song is saying is, Lord, I need faith. How many of us have got faith to walk where God sends us? Because there's sometimes, you know, and I said I wasn't going to preach long tonight. When we're in here and our brothers and sisters begin to testify and worship God, we've got mountain high faith. But when we're out there all by ourselves and the devil comes attacking us, you know what we do? We just began to go back to the fetal position. We began to get down and say, Devil, I can't do anything against you. You're right, you're strong, and I can't do anything. When what we ought to be doing is standing up and saying, Devil, you are a liar. Get thee behind me, because I'm going to do what God said I could do. And you know what God said? He said if we had faith, we could tread on serpents. Oh, I'll scare some of you in the Baptist church. We could tread on serpents. And you know what the serpent is representing? It's not a snake that's out here in the woods. It's the devil that he's talking about. And he might bite us. He might hurt us. He might nick the skin. But there's one thing the devil cannot do if we have faith in God. He cannot kill us, because we are God's people. Amen. How many of you know you're God's people today? How many of us realize that we need more faith today than we've ever needed? Lord, help me to that I might get that mountain out of my way. Lord, help me that I might get that person, that tree out of my life. There's things that I'm hoping for. How many of us tonight have got great hopes that we're looking forward to one day? And I'm not just talking about in the future, but I'm talking about on this side of the river. See, our people walk down the aisle. Let me tell you, church, I don't believe there's anything in this world that make you rejoice like seeing a prayer that you've been praying. Oh, hallelujah. Step out and come down to an old-fashioned altar and begin to pray, call out upon God. You talking about your faith being increased. I believe some of you would shout, even though you've never shouted before, just to see it happen, because it's good to see God move in such mighty, mighty way. The apostle said, Lord, increase our faith. They had faith, but they realized, I need more faith. I need more. How many of us know we need more faith? Because we have so much doubt. We have so much that we begin to question. We have so much that instead of listening to God, we listen to the devil. Well, what we ought to be able to do is say, Lord, increase my faith. Because you young people and those that are middle-aged and even those that are elderly, what we face tomorrow will be nothing like we've ever faced in the past. You think about this. How many of us thought that we had gone through the roughest mountain we've ever gone through, only to a few years later to look back and say, man, that was nothing. You ought to see what I'm facing right now. Right? When the kids were in school, we thought, in elementary and junior high, we thought it couldn't get no worse. And then they went into high school and into college and then get into their own lives and start their own lives. And folks, I don't care how old they get, they're still your child. And we still worry about them. But things that we thought before were so high and impossible, folks, we're facing things today that make them look like just a little bump in the road compared to what we're facing today. Our children are being taught things that they ought not be taught. Our young people are being offered things that they ought not to ever have to face. Our middle-aged and our elderly are facing things that they thought they would never see. I said I would share this with Brother Wayne's word from this morning that, you know, and I said it a few weeks ago. It's a shame that we're at a place that we spend more on medicine than we do on food. I am preaching the truth. And you know what we need to do? We need to say, Lord, give me faith. Increase my faith to where I can get the dependency of those away from me. You say, you believe God can heal us even in our old age? Folks, there is no limit to what my God can do if we will just have faith. There are things that we need God to take care of. But we need to have faith that God will do it for us. And say, Lord, I give it to you. Some of you that's been praying the same prayer year after year after year. What we need to do, Brother Charlie, is say, Lord, you know, did you know we can stand in the way of our own prayers being answered? That's a deep thought. Because we pray without faith. Or we pray, and then it's almost like as soon as we pray, we want to take it back. Because we prayed in the Spirit. You know what praying in the Spirit will do? It'll cause you to say things that you wouldn't normally say. You think about it. In the Spirit, we'll say, Lord, whatever it takes. In the flesh, we say, well, wait a minute, God. I really didn't mean that last part. Because I don't want any harm to come to them. I don't want them to have to suffer or face consequences. But you know, we cannot limit God in the way he answers our prayers. We need to have faith that God can take care of it. How many of you trust God tonight? How many of us know that there's nothing impossible for God to take care of? But yet, how many of us know that our faith is weak? Our faith is weak. You see, and I've said this many times over the years, you see, I have more faith that God will do it for you than I do that God will do it for me. I do. You say, but Roger, you're a preacher and a pastor and you say it like that. I'm just being open with you tonight. Who am I? I'm just one that God saved just like you. And there's times if the apostles, if the disciples' faith could get low and they realized they needed more faith, and they walked with him. Listen to this. They walked with him day in and day out and saw all that he performed. And yet they said, Lord, increase our faith. How many of us tonight? Because there's times, let's just be open. There's times that we go the whole day and we haven't talked to God. There's times that we keep asking and asking and we've never thanked him for what he's already done. We are the neediest bunch of people that there is in the world. It's God's people. You know why? Because we know God's got it all. And he can give us everything. But yet our faith, we're like a bunch of spoiled kids. Our faith is so low that we need to have it increased. You say, how can I increase it? By prayer, by hearing the word of God. And not just hearing. What does the scripture say, Charlie? It's not the hearer of the word that's justified, but it is the doer of the word. You know, whatever God asks you to do, I tell them at work often. People say, you're doing this and you're doing another thing or whatever's going on. Folks, it don't matter to me if I'm at work and I'm digging ditches. I'm there to do whatever needs to be done. Right? My paymaster, they whatever they need done, I am there to do it. In the house of the Lord, we are the same. Whatever God needs done. I don't care if I'm the one just standing at the door greeting people. Or if I'm the one singing. Or if I'm the one preaching. It don't matter. If there's something that needs to be fixed, if I'm the one doing that, something needs to be cleaned. It don't matter. You know why? Because God is the best paymaster there is. And he will reward us. In fact, let me get this to you and I'll close. The Bible says he will reward us openly for those things that are done in secret. Some people like to say, look what I've done. I say, look what God did through us. Because our faith increased. How many of you tonight will just acknowledge? You know, there's been times my faith was so low. I'll share this and I'll close. People that come down with sicknesses and I say, oh Lord, we better get ready to have a funeral. Because my faith was low. Instead of me saying, Lord, I don't know what the outcome's going to be, but I trust you in it. And there's been times that I was ready for a funeral and God sent healing by their way. And there was times I thought it was just sickness and ended up going to a funeral. See, we don't know. That's why we need to have our faith increased. Because when someone calls upon you to pray for them, folks, it's a shame that we first have to pray for ourselves before we can pray for them. Lord, help me that I might believe what your word says and increase my faith to where I can help them get the impossible things done in their life. Tonight we're going to close with an altar of prayer. We do this on Wednesday nights. But tonight I feel like we ought to just have an altar of prayer. And we ought to just be open with ourselves. Don't worry about what the person next to you or in front of you or behind you is saying. But we need to say, Lord, increase my faith. Help me. Because you don't want to wait until your faith is put to a test before you try to get more faith. Because that's almost like backpedaling. You need to be able to move on. The song does not say backward Christian soldiers. It says onward Christian soldiers. We've lost our march. We've hit a wall. And the reason we can't go forward is because our faith is no stronger. We've exhausted it. We've exhausted it. Tonight while we pray, that's enough preaching. Tonight while we pray, how many of us will say, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith. Y'all, come on. If you want to pray, you come on. Because you know where you stand with God. You know how limited your faith is, or how small it may be, when what we ought to be doing is being a great example of what faith is all about. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I praise you tonight, God, for the faith that you give to us. And you help us, Lord, that it might grow, that it might increase to the level, Lord, that where we could be the light that you want us to be. Lord, that we would be able to stand and rebuke the devil. Lord, that we might be able to walk away from the temptations that he puts in front of us. God, depend upon you, Lord, if he ever has in the past. Lord, we need more faith today because the circumstances are so much different today than they've ever been. Lord, those that were once young are now older. God, they need us in such a way. They need us, Lord, to have the faith that you're going to take care of them. You're going to watch over them, Lord, when we can't. You said you can do all things. Lord, we pray that God, that you would help us to not allow the devil to steal away our hopes and our dreams. The things that we've got faith in, the things that we're looking forward to happening in our people's lives and in our lives. God, that we won't give up. The Lord, that we would stand, Lord, upon your word and upon your spirit and allow it to move in our life. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, help us all, God. I can't pray, Lord, for like they can for themselves, but I pray for myself. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, increase our faith that we could be as strong as you want us to be in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Go with us, Lord. Help us not let the devil steal away our hopes. Help us, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. We need more faith. I believe that, I'll speak for Roger, if no one else, that we listen more to the devil telling us why we can't instead of us listening to God telling us why we can. You know, the devil wants to take away your hopes and your dreams. He wants to put an end to your prayer life and your dependency upon God. He wants you to think that you can do it. I can't do anything within myself. None of us can. We need God. Lord, increase my faith. Because we need more faith. He said, the just shall live by faith. It's always been a faith-based. Right? You know, those that died under the law, died with faith that the Messiah would come. And the Bible teaches us that when he died on the cross of Calvary, his blood flowed backwards and forward to all generations that had faith in him. And when he got up, many of the saints got up with him that died looking for him to come. And I'm thankful for the faith that God gives us. And if we'll allow God and we'll ask him, God will increase our faith. But we have to do our part in hearing and following what the preached word of God says to us. I pray everyone has a great week. Be careful out there with all that moisture. What was it, a heavy dew?
Heavy dew.
Heavy dew. It wasn't rain, it was heavy dew. But that heavy dew may cause icy roads, okay? So y'all be careful out there. Come out Wednesday night. And when you come out Wednesday night, I pray your faith will be increased. Amen? Amen. God bless you. I'll see you on Wednesday. Have a great week.